It's good to be alive. Abby here with you this morning, and I am so excited. I love when things happen here in our region, in the Townsville region. Lots of things going on, and there is something really special happening this weekend. Calvary Christian Church is putting on Annie Jr. this weekend and again on the 17th at their Performing Arts Space. And I have two really special guests in the studio, live in person with me, playing a huge role in this musical. I have Amelia and Poppy with me this morning. Good morning, girls.
Hi. Morning.
How are you both feeling?
Fantastic.
Yeah, really fantastic. Good.
Really good.
All right, you both actually play the same character. Can you introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit more about the character that you play in Annie Jr.?
Yes, so I'm Amelia. Poppy and I both play Miss Hannigan, and honestly, this character, it's been in my life forever. Annie's been in my life forever. My mother, when she was my age, also played Miss Hannigan, so it holds it dear in my heart.
And Miss Hannigan's also just like a crazy character, so it's fun getting to, you know, play her to the extreme. And
yeah, she's a really out there, and it's really fun to play a character like that.
Yeah.
You kind of alluded to this a little bit ago, but you have been preparing for Annie and have been a part of this your whole life. What exactly do you mean by that?
More like the movie has been one of my favorite movies forever. It was the first show I actually saw when I moved to Townsville, when Townsville Choral Society did it. So it's just always been in my life. Just love it so much.
I like that. Now, I'm sure there's been plenty of preparation going into this. Are 150 students that are a part of this musical, ages 4 to 18, which is huge. That is a huge range of different ages and students that are involved. How have you guys prepared for your role specifically of Miss Hannigan, but also what has it been like joining 150 other students of all different ages to be a part of this?
Preparing for Miss Hannigan, it was a fun task. She has a lot of fun scenes. And I think, I'm sure Poppy will agree with this, it was a lot of just working together.
Yeah.
Building off each other's ideas.
Yeah, very in sync with each other. Yeah. Like we've become, working together so much on the character.
Yeah.
And working with the youth of Townsville, it's really inspiring because these are the people that are going to go on to be the performers in the future.
Our next generation.
It's really amazing watching them create something like this.
And it's really it's just refreshing to see the kids having fun. They're just giving it a go and doing their best, and it's wonderful. I just love watching it. It's so cute.
Now, I was told even some of the youngest, the 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, they've actually been doing this and alongside you and some other plays and musicals that you guys have been performing over the last couple of years. So this isn't really new to them, their relationship with you as well as being able to do this with you. What has it been like to be able to work alongside the youth of our city?
Well, last year, Zara and Annabelle, who are our Annies, they were both young Anna. Mm-hmm. I was Anna, but Annabelle was my young Anna in Frozen Junior. Sorry, I should have added that. But it's just we've all grown so close over the years.
Yeah. And we have worked with Zara and Annabelle before, who are our two little Annies. Annabelle is my Annie and Zara is
my Annie.
Yeah. And it just makes it so much easier to work with them. And it's honestly just a great time. It's so much fun getting to work with people who we've befriended along the years.
Now, alongside working along with tons of different students, all different ages, you guys also talked about how you have worked together because you're both playing the same role. So for those that might not know, what does that mean? Obviously, you're not both going up at the same time playing Miss Hannigan. So what does it actually mean to be playing the same role? But also, how have you guys collaborated together to ensure consistency, relationship, and that you give it your best go?
While we've worked alongside each other, I feel like we've also learned to differentiate the characters to give it our own little charm and our own touch to the character.
Yeah, we each have our own little things to Miss Hannigan.
Make it special.
We've become so in sync and honestly great friends, and I think that's what happens when you share a role. You it adds another layer of friendship, and it's just really refreshing and sweet.
Yeah.
I love it. Even having you here and watching you bounce off of each other and your responses and answers, you're doing a little bit of hand signals, eye signals, but it's really cute. What has been your favorite part about
the character, Miss Hannigan. What are you most excited for in the musical that you're about to perform?
Oh, well, my favorite song out of the entire show is Easy Street. I'm sure Poppy can agree.
Yeah, for sure. I love the dance that goes
it's
with it.
It's so fun to do. And I think every single time I get up to do Miss Hannigan, I just look forward to doing Easy Street. It is my favorite thing in the entire world. Goodness me.
Yeah. And Easy Street, while it is fun, it's also challenging. And I feel like we've both learned to push ourselves to make it the best it can be for the stage. So very exciting. Yeah. I also love Little Girls, which is our Miss Hannigan solo song. It's so much fun to do. And like I said, it really, we're given the opportunity to act it to the extreme and really, you know, play it to the best it can be.
Yeah. I love that. I don't know if those listening realize this, but being a part of a musical, it's more than just acting or presenting a play. You said that you're dancing in some of them and you're singing. So multi-talented for sure. So really exciting. And I think I've been told that you might be doing a little bit of a performance at the end, a song.
Yes. Am I right? The reprise of our solo, little short snippet.
All right. Yeah. So something exciting to look forward to. How has playing or being a part of Annie Jr. impacted you both personally, but also as performers?
It's, like I said, it's a lot of finding new limits and finding out.
I get what you mean. Like, it's finding new limits, reaching new limits. Like, as we said before, Miss Hannigan is such a challenging role. You have to be all out there with everything. And
a bit crazy.
Yeah, a bit crazy. Don't be afraid. But I think, I've really grown with this character. She's made me kind of see a new light, if you get what I mean. Because she has been through a lot. Makes me think about others in that sense.
Yeah. And also in the past, a lot of the time I've played the more funny, like, go-lucky character. And playing a character that's a bit crazy and has had a bit of struggle in her life, it's been interesting to change that and do a different thing for once. So it's been really, really cool and really fun.
I love that neither one of you are shying away from growth. I think that's probably a key to being able to succeed at what you do.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Neither one of you are shying away from it. Now, I know that you guys have done this before, but how are you feeling about performing in front of a live audience?
Oh, I'm ecstatic. I can't wait. I've been looking forward to this moment for many months.
Yeah. And it's also like, obviously, you're always a little bit nervous for every performance, but the more you do it, the more you look forward to it, the more prepared you become for the role. It's honestly just so exciting to finally be able to share this with everyone and show them what we can do, you know?
Yeah.
So very excited.
And I mean, Alyssa, our director, and Libretto School of the Arts have really helped us prepare and grow to be ready for this show. I'm just excited to share it with everyone.
Yeah. Now, I'm assuming that you two are some of the older amongst the different ages that are involved. So how do you guys help some of the younger ones and their nerves and performing in front of a live audience as well?
Well, being Miss Hannigan, it's kind of hard because we are so mean to the kids, but it's a big challenge. I just want to hug them all, but we encourage them. Yeah, we encourage them. If they're feeling that they didn't do that number well, just encourage them and say,
you got this.
You've got this. Just encourage them and until they're like, okay, yeah. Like, and they believe in themselves.
Yeah, for sure. And my little sister is actually in the show with me. So it's been really fun working with her and getting to, because this is her first time doing a musical like this. So she's been very excited. It's definitely been a new thing for her, but it's been really cool to watch her
grow.
Get into it, grow. I feel like we've said a lot about growth and,
you know what's needed.
Yeah. But like Amelia said, we have to be so mean to the kids. It's a bit...
After every single time me and Poppy do Little Girls, we just hug every single child on that stage.
Yeah.
I feel so bad. But they know that we love them.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's just a character that you're playing.
It's just a character. Yes. But it's a great character. Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
Okay, so Annie Jr. is going to be at two different dates.
Yep.
Several different shows. We have the 10th and the 17th. There's six shows, three shows each day. Can you give us a little bit of the logistics?
Okay, this weekend on the Saturday the 10th, the first show is at 12:30, which is Poppy as Miss Hannigan.
Yes.
And then 3:30, which I'm Miss Hannigan, then Poppy has another show at 6:30.
Yep.
And then
next Saturday, it'll be Amelia in show one, which is the 12:30 as Hannigan, then the 3:30 as me, and the 6:30 as Amelia again for our last show.
So yep. Several different options for people to be able to mm-hmm. come and see a show. There's no shortage of being able to come and check you guys out, watch Annie Jr.
And the tickets are in a pretty affordable price range mm-hmm. from 30, I think it's 37 to $12.
And students are $20 as
yes.
well.
Yes.
Yeah,
and perfect. So great fun family fun day opportunity for everyone to go see. So
good. We'll share it on our social media and on our website as well. So easy click by heading to livefm.com.au. or Live FM social media for you to be able to get tickets. Now, it's a little bit of an interesting situation because back in the day when Annie happened in real life in the 20s, the time set of the time, there were financial struggles yeah. as is today, right?
Yeah.
And so we were talking about this a little bit when you guys came in, but we've seen because of financial struggles happening, a little bit of people waiting to get their tickets or maybe not wanting to jump the gun. And so absolutely love that it comes at an affordable cost. But you guys have seen people get tickets pretty last yes. minute.
Yeah.
Still tickets up for grabs?
Oh, there is for both weekends. But the ticket sales have definitely skyrocketed this last 24 hours. So that's really exciting.
Yeah.
So make sure you get your tickets. Mm-hmm. Don't want to miss out.
I think I'd be happy if they sold out. I mean, oh, job yeah. well done on you guys. Regardless, the ticket sales have soared, so you do want to get them before you don't have a chance. And again, you can head to our website. We'll just make it very easy for you, livefm.com.au. That try booking link will be there for you to be able to get your tickets. Annie Jr. Going to be shown at Calvary Christian Church Performing Arts Space on the 10th and the 17th. Again, those times each day, three shows each day, 12:30, 3:30, and 6:30. Even more fun things. I was told that there's a real dog that's there.
Yes!
It's going to be Sandy. So working with different age kids and trying to get them all under control and going, but also a real life dog. So it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's very fun. Very
so excited. I can't wait, honestly.
Answering each other at the same time.
Yes. Two in sync.
Thank you so much, Amelia and Poppy, for being with us this morning. We're really excited for you, and we can't wait to see the show this Saturday kicking off for the first time.
Yes, of course. Hope to see you there.
Yes.